proceed.
Good evening. I'm Jessica Marpy, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I'd like to welcome everyone to this live event and thank you for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senatorial District will take your calls as he, along with experts from PICO, PGW, the Campaign for Working Families, and Energy Coordinating Agency, discuss tax credits and utility programs that can put money back in your pocket. If you have a question and would like to join the conversation tonight, press star 3. Again, press star 3 if you'd like to ask a question at any point in tonight's discussion. And now, without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Great. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so very much. Thanks for everybody for joining this telephone town hall. Look, folks, the charge tonight is to make sure you get the information from our guests. We've got 4 of the best guests to make sure you get your money and don't leave any money on the table, either in the tax conversation or don't leave any money on the table from the utilities conversation there and the energy conversation with the guests that we have available. Remember, as always with that telephone town hall, press star 3 on your keypad so you can get in the queue to ask a question. But always in our telephone town halls, we make sure we're bringing some of the best guests who will have websites and phone numbers to call after the telephone town hall, or websites to look up after the telephone town hall, and phone numbers to call after the telephone town hall to make sure that you can access them and the great program that they are all operating. So make sure you're pressing star 3 to get in the queue, and make sure you're writing down the websites and the phone numbers of our guests so that you can do not leave any money on the table, that you utilize these programs and put cash in your pockets that was prepared for you to access. Our guest tonight will be the president and the CEO of the Campaign for Working Families, Dr. Nakia Owen, the manager for community engagement at PICO, Patricia King, the supervisor of universal services at PGW, Anita Bailey, and the CEO and chief and executive director at the Energy Coordinating Agency, Steve Luxton. Remember, press star 3 or you keep that to participate, and make sure you've got that pen and paper right next to you so you're writing down all the great websites and phone numbers to call and utilize to access this information. All right, so without any further delay, we're going to proceed. Look, our first guest is Dr. Nakia Owens. Dr. Owens, the president and CEO of the Campaign for Working Families. Say hello to everybody. One more time, Nakia Owens. One more time. Say hello to everybody.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Senator. We really, really value and appreciate your over 10 years of supporting the Campaign for Working Families and thus supporting all of Philadelphians and Pennsylvanians in making sure that they get their tax credits. So I'm going to throw out a couple of contact information to start with, which is our general phone line. That's 215-454-6483. 215-454-6483. And our website is www.cwfphilly.org. That's cwfphilly.org. And those two, that information is important, and those two contacts are important because if you need to reach us and you want to, you know, call to check statuses or call to make an appointment, you want to make sure that you go to the website because you can schedule on the website as well as call our call center. We have live call center agents that can help you anytime. But we are here. We are wrapping up and getting down to the last 2.5 weeks of tax season, and we want to be here to help you and make sure that we get, you know, maximize your refund, and all of our services are for free. So we have a lot of different ways, a number of different ways that you can get your taxes done. So you can drop off. You can do it virtually. You can walk into a tax site. or, you know, you can walk in, you can drop off, you can do a virtual drop off, means that you can drop it off and never show back up and do and finish it virtually. So there's four different ways. One, because we want to make sure that we meet, you know, the needs and the time needs of all of our taxpayers, because we know that's important. We want to make sure that you get the earned income tax credit. That's very important, and it's companion the tax credit. The child tax credit went up $200 this year, so it's $2,200. And we want to make sure that you're getting your earned income tax credit maximizing that. So we want to make sure you get, even if you're single, we want to make sure that you get that tax credit as well, the earned income credit as well. You can get up to $649, and that's very, very important. Every year, we're leaving about $100 million on the table of that earned income tax credit. And we want to make sure that, and that's about 50,000 people. So there's about 240,000 people in Philadelphia that could tap into that credit. There's also about 144,000 Philadelphians that can also get the city wage tax credit. And then there's also that number, the 240,000 people in Philadelphia that could also be eligible for the Working Pennsylvanians tax credit. All of those tax credits add up and are very, very important. So we not only file your federal, we file your state and local taxes as well. We make sure that we also do the PA 1000, which is your rent rebate, your property and rent rebate. So you want to make sure that you can get up to $1,000 with that as well. We do that as well. So we're saving, you know, it's all of our services are free. We try to make sure and meet, you know, your time constraint needs. And so you can call us to schedule an appointment. You can walk into our tax site. You can go on our website and also schedule an appointment at any one of our tax sites. So we're here to serve. We don't just do this year, the current year. We can do up to 3 to 4 years of prior returns if you haven't done that, and make sure that you get those refunds as well. Last year we brought back over $37 million to the 34,000 plus people that we serve, taxpayers we served last year. We want to be able to do that again this year. So we're happy to serve you. We're happy to make sure that you maximize your refund. But more importantly, we're happy to save you money so that you don't go out there and are paying paid preparers upwards of $5,000 to $1,000 to do those returns. Because the federal return is a fee, the state return is a fee, the local tax return is a fee. All of that is, you know, exactly. We want to make sure you keep those dollars in your pocket. So please reach out to us at 215-454-6483. Go to our website at cwsphilly.org so that we can be able to serve you. Right now, we're down to 2.5 weeks. But if you miss tax day, we're still open through October the 15th, so you can come and see us to get your taxes done. And we also, if you have a tax issue or you have a tax problem or tax credit challenge, or you owe the IRS and you're like, I can't pay that, I'm, you know, I don't have the income, we will help you file an offer and compromise. We can help with the innocent spouse agreement or anything of that nature. Come see us and we can work out that as well.
There you go, Dr. Owens. You make sure you've got all that information in. All right. You've got all that information in. Folks, please take note. Again, press star 3. If you have a question, we'll get you in the queue. We'll do our best to get to as many questions as possible when we get to that segment. But as Dr. Owens was saying, make sure you take advantage of their services. Go to their website, call their number, and get connected there. All of their IRS preparers are certified by the IRS. All of their tax preparers are certified by the IRS, so they've been trained at the highest level to make sure that they get it right and make sure you're taken care of. Patricia King from PICO, the manager of community engagement at PICO. Patricia, you got a tough act to follow with Nakia Owens. Let me see what you got. Talk to the people on the telephone town hall about what you got.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can beat her, but she did a really good job. But I will definitely talk about PICO's program. So, my job is really around awareness, access, and advocacy. And each one of those things are kind of building blocks on the other. But the bottom line is energy affordability. We want to make sure that customers, in particular customers who are income challenged and have limited income, get the assistance that they need. So right now, LIHEAP, L-I-H-E-A-P, stands for the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. LIHEAP is open now. And it was originally scheduled to close on April the 10th. It has been extended until May the 8th. However, I would tell people to please apply now because you want to get the money before it runs out. There was a time, Senator Hughes, when there was money left on the table for LIHEAP as well, which was also a problem.
Right.
But now the money is going. So we have the opposite issue, and we want to make sure that people take advantage of this. A couple of things I want to say about that. You do not have to be delinquent on your PICO bill to get a LIHEAP grant or your PPW bill. LIHEAP is a federal grant, so customers can give it to PICO, PPW, or deliverable fuel. It's the customer's choice. But the money is there, free money. You don't have to be delinquent. The minimum amount you would get a customer, once you're approved, is $200. The maximum is $1,000. However, if you are delinquent, you can get up to an additional $1,000 for a maximum of $2,000 per customer. That is significant. Those are significant dollars. We understand that this winter was really, really rough, and so bills are kind of through the roof for everyone, including myself. But and especially for folks who are challenged with their income. The income eligibility for LIHEAP is 150% of the federal poverty level. And just to put those in real terms and real numbers, that means a household of four, if their income is $4,019 a month or less, they will qualify for LIHEAP. That's the only requirement. So we want to make sure that if there are more people in the household, that number goes up. If there are fewer people, that number goes down. So LIHEAP, LIHEAP, LIHEAP. I want to just stress that because that's time box. The other programs are PICO programs that are not time box, except for this next one that I'm going to talk about, which is our customer relief fund. So our parent company, Exelon, gave us $10 million in August of 2025 to spend to use for grants for customers. And so with that, we decided to focus on the moderate income customer, and that's customers between like 151 to 300% of the federal poverty level, because there's not a lot out there for them. With this grant, customers can get a flat $750 towards their PICO bill. And for those customers, we're also partnering with PPW. They can allocate $100 if they choose, if they're a Philadelphia customer, to PPW as well. So that is something that is available now. But something we just started a couple weeks ago is a new program, our CRF Customer Relief Fund 2.0, if you will, and that is an additional $2.5 million we just received from our parent company, Exelon. And so we decided to focus this particular pot of money on our low-income customers. So these are customers who were 0 to 150% of the federal poverty level, which is the same exact eligibility as LIHEAP. And so customers can get $750. It's not up to, it's just $750. So we highly encourage customers to apply for LIHEAP and CRF. In addition to that, we have a lot of other programs. I'll just briefly say our CAP program, Customer Assistance Program, and that reduces customers' bills to make it affordable according to PUC affordability guidelines. So, for example, a customer's usage may be, say, $300, but according to PUC affordability guidelines, they can only afford $50, we would give them a credit for $250. That's just an example, but that's a lot of customers fall into that category. The other thing with CAP is we have arrearage forgiveness. So when customers are enrolled in CAT for the first time enrollment, whatever they owe is forgiven. So basically we're saying, you know what, we're going to give you a clean slate, wipe it clean, and also give you a reduced bill moving forward, just to put them on the path. Because, Senator Hughes, we don't want to terminate people. A lot of people think, oh, you guys like doing that. Actually,
no,
we don't,
no,
which is why
no.
we have all of these programs. And I'll just end with our programs. Everything can be found on PICO.com/help. That's PICO.com/HELP. And, I'm sorry, last thing is, tomorrow, Thursday, we will have our Energy Assistance Day at PICO. And so with 2301 Market Street, Philadelphia, right there in Center City, we'll have a live broadcast from a radio station, Lady B, a Touchtone. We'll have music, food, giveaways, all kinds of stuff. But more importantly, we'll have representatives from a variety of different agencies there to assist customers with getting this money, all of the money that I just mentioned.
Patricia King, thank you so very much. You did a great job. That website is PICO.com/help, PICO.com/help. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you so very much. All right, we're going to go to PGW. PGW, this is Anita Bailey. She's the supervisor of Universal Services at PGW. Anita, what you got to tell the people? We want to make sure we got some room for Steve over at the Energy Coordinating Agency.
Okay.
Go ahead, Anita. What you got?
All right. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you all for having PGW and myself here on the line at this town hall meeting. I certainly do appreciate that. Being able to talk to the constituents and give them some of the information that they may need. Here at PGW, my name is Anita Bailey. I am one of the supervisors here at the Universal Services Department with PGW. What my role is with PGW is I work with the Universal Services Department that handles all responsibility programs, which is our acronym for that, would be CRP. With the CRP agreement, we offer customers a flat rate that assists them with their bills. We offer the opportunity to submit documentation to PGW so that they are able to obtain this low-income program that helps customers all over the city. We want to make sure that all of our customers maintain or restore gas services. If you are in any situation where you currently do not have any gas services, you definitely want to reach out to PGW. We offer this based on your income, either at 4 or 6% monthly payment based off of whatever your income and household size would be. We also have what we call as our hardship. PGW has a hardship program if customers have bills that are pretty much outstanding and are unable to get that bill down to a point where they can get their services restored. We offer up to $1,500 on this program. This particular program, you can apply for this at any of your neighborhood energy centers that are in your area. If you don't know where one of those centers are, you can always give us a call. Please make sure that you do at 215-235-1000. Once again, that's 215-235-1000. Or you can obtain this information through our website, which would be pgworks.com. Once again, that will be pgworks.com. We will be happy to assist you with getting information regarding our grants, and as well as we offer, of course, LIHEAP. And, of course, Ms. Patricia covered almost everything that came along with the LIHEAP grants, and I'm so grateful for that. With LIHEAP, you can actually have your LIHEAP application submitted through PGW. We have several different ways that you can actually submit your CRP application as well as your LIHEAP application. You could submit that to us via mail, online, through our website, or via fax. That fax number would be 215 358-3361. That's 215-358-3361. That you could submit your application for CRP via fax. With the CRP, it's a very good program. We are currently having our own LAHEAP Day, which will actually be tomorrow as well. That LAHEAP Day is located at 6006 West Girard Avenue. This event begins from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. We would love to have everyone come out. This will be located at the Episcopal Community Services. Once again,
oh, yeah.
It's located
yeah.
at 6.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 006 West Girard Avenue. There will be tons of representatives. We'll have several representatives there to help you with filling out your applications, talking to you directly about your bill, what you can do, what you should do, how to apply for CRP. We can assist you with applying for CRP as well as placing you on CRP that day. If you come with all of your documents as needed, which would just be your proof of income, photo ID, and for everyone in the household. We would love to be able to assist you with that. Also, you have the ability to go to, like I said, to one of the neighborhood energy centers that would also be able to assist you with it as well. With our hardship grant, our hardship like grant goes up to $1,500. You don't necessarily have to be low income to apply for the grant. If you are struggling, which a lot of us out here right now are struggling, definitely,
mm-hmm.
these grants
mm-hmm.
are here to assist you. PGW mm-hmm. wants to maintain service. We never, ever, ever want to shut service. And as you know, that season is fast approaching. So definitely give us a call to see how we here at PGW can assist you with maintaining your services as well as restoring services if you have that issue needing to restore your service. I certainly do thank you. There's not a lot that I have here for you,
mm-hmm.
but I hope that everyone does take a moment to review the information. Come out and see us on our LAHEAP Day, which is tomorrow at 6006 West Girard Avenue. Also give us a call at 215-235-1000, as well as applying for our CRP agreement or CRP program at pgworks.com. Thank you.
There you go, Anita. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
You're
That's
welcome.
That good information. That's that very good information. All right, Steve, you got 3 minutes. Steve Luxton, the CEO and Executive Director at the Energy Coordinating Agency, because we got to get to these questions. Steve, you got some good stuff over there at ECA as well, don't you?
I sure do, and thanks so much for having me, Senator Hughes. It's really a pleasure to be here, and I have to say I'm really amazed at this town hall. This is such a great idea. I love it. So I got 3 minutes. Okay, so ECA, we're a big nonprofit. We're up in West Kensington, North Philadelphia. We have a very clear mission. We help low-income and folks that are economically disadvantaged live in their homes, and we make homes safer, healthier, and more energy efficient. We're kind of an unusual nonprofit because we have multiple service offerings. Unfortunately, we're not giving away any money, but we can help you save lots of it through the services that we provide. Because energy costs, as we all know, are just a bill. They become a burden. And so our work is really about reducing that energy burden while improving the quality of life. So we provide home energy audits and weatherization, and somebody mentioned we've had a real winter. We really have, with capital letters, and before you know it, we'll be putting air conditioners and turning the fans on, though. So just keep in mind, just to really strongly recommend folks to get their homes weatherized. Weatherization, we kind of think of it as something that is beneficial in the winter, the heating season. But the reality is, a weatherized home actually works year-round. It keeps the heat in during the winter, but keeps the heat out during the summer. So keep that in mind. So it's got a great benefit that can also help keep you cooler in the summer and keep the electric bills down. We also address healthy homes. We do lead testing. We also provide indoor air quality testing, and that's through our HUD program. For folks that have not heard of it, there's probably one of the best programs anywhere running at this very moment. It's called Built to Last, and we can help you get into that program. It is income eligible. However, this program will provide home repair, weatherization, and if there are any health hazards in that home, we can also address those hazards and remediate them as well for you. And we also have a workforce development. We've got a big 30,000 square foot Green Careers Training Center. So if you've got a son, a nephew, a niece, somebody that's just not doing what they should be doing, which is getting their lives in order, they're sitting down in the basement playing video games, get them to ECA. I'll give you the website in a moment. We have a large workforce development training center where we train and prepare folks for careers in energy efficiency, building performance, the HVAC, heat pump technology, solar PV training, and it's all funded through programs, so it won't cost you anything. So you can get, folks can get credentials, certificates, no longer unskilled labor, you become skilled labor, and that means with that title or with that category, you also, folks can make more money as well, hopefully beyond a livable wage. So ECA is also very unique in that we have, as Ms. Anita mentioned, 16 neighborhood energy centers located throughout Philadelphia. And these are basically, could be a converted row home or could be part of a larger organization, but folks can just walk in, get support information about assistance programs, and also assistance with filling out applications, which can be pretty challenging. I can readily admit to that myself. And I'd like to also mention that we have the coolest thing going right now. It's what we call our MEC, or Mobile Energy Center. This thing is cooler than the Batmobile, and it's 100% electric, and it's designed for folks to actually get into the vehicle and sit with one of our energy and budget counselors and fill out applications and talk with them to find out about any other programs that they may be income eligible for as well. So I'm trying to stay within our 3 minutes, So at the end of the day, ECA, we're at the intersection of energy, housing, health, economic opportunity, and I'll give you our website. I don't know. I'll show my baby boomer if I give you www. I don't think we need to say that anymore, but ECA Saves Energy. That's our website, www.ecasavesenergy.org. Excuse me. And our telephone number, 215-609-1000. That's 215-609-1000. And keep in mind, if you have somebody that is interested in the training program, you can actually enroll or express interest online. So you don't have to come up to our location, 106 West Clearfield Street in North Philadelphia. So with that, I'll give it back to Senator Hughes.
Great. Thank you, Steve. That's ecasavesenergy.org, ecasavesenergy.org, 215-609-1000 at PGW. That's 215-235-1000, 215-235-1000, pgworks.com at PICO, that's pico.com/help. PICO.com/help, and at the Campaign for Working Families, CWFPhilly.org, CWFPhilly.org. People, utilize these programs. They're out here. They're helping folks, and ECA doesn't get the kind of attention it deserves, but they do an incredible job helping folks reduce their energy costs through simple but important improvements in their home. Simple but important improvements in their home. Please take advantage of these programs. All right, Jessica, we told everybody to press star 3 to get their question in the queue. We got a few minutes left to try to get some of these questions answered. Jessica, who's up first?
First, we have Christina from West Philly. Christina, you're live.
Hey, Christina. What you got?
Good evening, Jessica. I want to know, hi, how's everyone? Good evening.
Great. What's your question, Christina?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know what is available for those who don't meet the criteria for CRP who are not, like, low income with PCW for assistance. Please.
So much for that question. I do appreciate that. We do have other programs, such as our payment arrangement program, where it gives you, it requires a down payment, but it does give you a percentage, and it helps you to stabilize your bill. It does fluctuate every 3 to 4 months, but as we're going into our summer seasons, we're coming out of this cold, thank goodness. That's one of the programs that we have that could assist you as well. We also have our Easy Way Budget program as well, which kind of, it doesn't necessarily flatline the, like the CRP does. It doesn't necessarily give you a flat payment. However, it does give you a payment that is affordable. That's our key. It's affordable that you would be able to maintain your service and maintain your bill and not be so stressed out about trying to pay the high bills that not only our customers here in the city, but myself are looking at and facing due to this harsh winter. So we do have our Easy Way Budget program, and that can, you can call in for that. You can just call and ask one of our representatives to assist you with that. They'll be happy to take care of you and to get you on our Easy Way Budget program and give you a good rate.
There you go. Thank you. All right, Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Gloria. Gloria, you're live.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, we can hear you. Hey, Gloria.
Hi, how are you doing? Good to hear from you. My primary question actually was not about utilities. It was about rent rebate for seniors. And I think the question was kind of answered. I was asking if there was going to be an increase in that amount. I know right now it's capped at 1,000, but this has been a tough year for us seniors here in Philly, and I know you know that. So trying to see if there's anything coming down the pipe that might help us out.
Dr. Owens, do you have anything?
Not at this moment, but if you need your, the PA 1,000, your property or rent rebate completed, we're happy to do that for you.
We encourage Gloria, folks to work closely with the Campaign for Working Families. Lots of times when there's taxes done, sometimes there's just stuff that's missed. And so we encourage folks to work closely with the Campaign for Working Families so that they can review your taxes. And also remember, Campaign for Working Families can go back, 3 years, Dr. Owens?
Yes. We can go back three to 4 years, really. We can go back. But for you as a senior, too, we have actually an emergency match savings program. So maybe if you're interested in that, it's a 3-to-1 match. So when you save $500, we match $1,500. And you can use it if you're, behind on the utility and really need support. You should, definitely enroll in our emergency savings program. It's a 3-to-1 match. So that could help you in under our family stability umbrella. We're also a neighborhood energy center, so we could actually sign you up for any of those programs also that Patricia talked about.
There you go. There you go. That's good stuff. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Dee from University City. Dee, you're live.
Yes, good afternoon. Good evening. I am a senior, and I understand that taxes are not taken when you're on Social Security. However, I do get a very small pension, and I'm wondering if I'm supposed to be filing taxes on that Is there a limit to where, you know, it's under $3,000 a year that maybe you don't have to file, or exactly how that's done?
Dr. Owen?
Yes, so you would, it would depend on your total income. So I don't know exactly how much your pension is, but you should be filing taxes on that. And I'm not sure exactly how much you're getting in Social Security either, but certainly you should come in and see us, and perhaps you actually are due a refund. And you may not even know that you should be getting the taxes back from your pension that they're actually taking out, because your income's probably not high enough. So that's, I think, the good part also about filing is that you probably, you know, might be getting that money back into your pocket.
So please, please, please reach out to the Campaign for Working Families. Their phone number is 215-454-6483, and arrange a time to come in and meet with some of their folks there. They're all over the city of Philadelphia. They're all over the city of Philadelphia, and you can have a remote appointment and get your taxes done and look at everything that you're supposed to get. We don't want to leave any money on the table. We've got a new Working Pennsylvania tax credit that we just instituted, working with Governor Shapiro and the team in Harrisburg. We got that done. We want to make sure people take advantage of it, especially because it's new. A lot of people don't know about it. But the good folks at the Campaign for Working Families know exactly about that one, and we want to make sure you don't miss that one. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Sharon. Sharon, you're live.
Hey, Sharon.
Oh, no. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. We can hear you.
Okay. No, I just wanted to know, Pico, she said there's an event tomorrow at 2301 Market, but she didn't give a time, and I have prior commitments, and I really would like to try to get there.
Hi, this is Patricia King from Pico, and I apologize for that. I was trying to get all the information out, but it is tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's at Pico's headquarters, 2301 Market Street in Center City, Philadelphia. But it's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. All right. There you go. Thank you, Patricia. Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Carla from West Philadelphia. Carla.
Hey, Carla. Carla?
Yes, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, okay. Good evening. Mm-hmm. I had a question about the Earned Income Tax Credit. I did hear Dr. Owen say that even if you're single, you can qualify. So I just wanted to know what the qualifications is for single and no dependents.
Okay. Yes, if you're single and you make, it's just slightly over $19,000, you would qualify for the Earned Income Credit. And then, of course, if you make a little bit, it's like, if you make a little more, you may get a percentage of the Earned Income Credit, right? You may not get the whole $649, but maybe you get $300, the more that, you know, the more you make. And it's the same thing if you have children. So if you have children, and maybe you don't qualify, you didn't make a whole lot of money, you don't qualify for, you know, the $4,300 and some odd, then you might get a portion, you might get $2,000 of that. So it works both ways. But it's just slightly over $19,000 for single, no children.
All right. Show me the money. Back to home. Showing the money. Come on, Doc. That's good stuff. Jessica, who's next?
We have William from West Philly. William, you're live.
What's up, William? Hey, William.
He might have dropped off, but his question was, are there programs for gas and electric support for people who don't qualify for the low income limit?
Yes, there are. There are programs. They're not necessarily, you're not getting the discounts that you would for low income, but we do have other assistance options, budget billing, payment arrangement, medical certificates, so yes.
The
and
key
that is the
thing
same with CGW as well.
Yeah. The key thing, everybody, okay. everybody, all the folks on the telephone, if you've got an issue with your bill, do not let it go unaddressed. Make sure you reach out to PICO or PGW or call them and they will work with you to get your bill addressed. The worst thing you can do is just leave it sitting on the countertop or the kitchen table, afraid to open that envelope because you know it's going to be some ugly news in there. Call them. Make sure you reach out to PICO. Make sure you reach out to PGW. Do not let it get unaddressed. That's when it really gets problematic, when it gets unaddressed. Patricia King, am I telling the truth, Patricia?
Oh, my goodness. That's something that I was going to say, but I thought I was going too long. Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times we do outreach events. Last year, for example, we did 351 outreach events, right?
Ooh,
and
ooh.
We're out in the community almost every day someplace. And I can't tell you how many times people come to us with unopened bills, and they're just like, here, they kind of throw it to us, and we're saying, you know, you waited till the last minute. We could have done something for you before. Now we can still help you, but you have late payment charges. You've increased it. Now you're going to have a restoration fee. Like, you've made a bad situation worse. So the worst thing you can do is ignore it. We are reaching out to you to help you, to advise you, to give you some assistance. Please, please, the Senator, I didn't even give you that talking point, but yes, that is our biggest talking point. Please reach out to us. We want to help. We can help.
Absolutely.
And I can totally agree and attest to the same thing that Patricia is stating. We had a previous event just yesterday, and it was full to capacity. It was a fantastic event. But some of the customers that would come in, they're like, okay, well, they're going to shut the gas off. You have an unopened bill. You didn't even look at it. You didn't give us an opportunity to try to assist because the customers, and I hear it all the time when I go on our events because I do a lot of community outreach and do a lot of the community events. And I hear it all the time where one gentleman literally said, oh, PGW is the devil. No, we don't want to be that. We want to be the one to help you. We're here to help. We want to maintain your service. We never want to see gas service shut off. We know how difficult that can be, especially if you are a senior or if you have children at home or even just a regular individual. It is hard to maintain things at this the way our world is working right now. So we're out here. We're trying our best to reach out to every single customer that PGW has so that we can assist them if they need that assistance. So definitely you want to make sure that you give us a call. We are here to help.
And Senator Hughes, I want to add something else. This is Patricia again from PICO, that the three utilities, PICO, PGW, and Philadelphia Water Department and the City of Philadelphia, we are all working together. We've always worked together sort of just kind of at a high level, but now we're coordinating that. And so what you're going to see soon is flyers, social media, because if a customer qualifies for one program, they qualify for all three, because all three Philadelphia utilities have the same income eligibility for our CAP program. And so we're going to have QR codes, phone numbers, everything, because if you're on PICO's CAP program and you're a PGW, a water customer as well, which you likely are if you're in the City of Philadelphia, you should be on their programs as well. And so it's not
Absolutely.
Even, we're not even saying, oh, we only care, we're PICO, we only care about the PICO part. No, we want customer affordability, utility affordability. So you should be on all three programs. If you're on PGW's program, you should get on PICO's and Waters. You know, so that's another thing that we're launching now, and I'm really happy to announce that here.
That makes a lot of sense, Patricia, having them all coordinate and work together. That is just the smartest and wisest thing to do, because that helps with the messaging coming in from everybody, same thing, same information, same stuff. Now, I'm going to ask a question right now, Jessica. So, Steve from Energy Coordinating Agency, how does ECA help folks weatherize or improve the condition of their home so they don't have these kinds of bills? Drop a couple minutes here on this, man, because the ladies got you boxed out. They're giving out all the information. I want to give Steve a chance.
Thank you. I'm used to it, though, so it's okay. I'm just waiting until it's my time. Now,
there you go.
There's actually a couple ways. Ms. Anita had mentioned CRP programs. So if you are in that program already, or you hopefully maybe if you're not, you will be, that will make you eligible for PGW's weatherization program. It's called Home Comfort. And it's a phenomenal program. I've been around a long time in the energy business, and it is the best program because we can address not only the attic and all the areas that can keep your home warmer or cooler in the summer, but we can also address the mechanical systems, as we call them. In other words, your heating system or your water heater as well. So it's just the best program, and the goal is to get your bill down and at the same time make your house more comfortable year-round. But if you've already had that, or for whatever reason you can't get the weatherization through a program like Home Comfort.
But Steve, hold on. I got to interrupt. Yeah. Make it plain to folks. When you say weatherization, you talking about replacing equipment and stuff like that?
Yep. That's the weatherization. That term is used, and we kind of think of insulation, maybe windows or door weather stripping. But weatherization really is more robust than that. It can address windows. It can address heating system, because the heating system, let's face it, that's the engine. That's determining how much fuel, oil, gas, that you're using and of course paying for. So that we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't also look at the heating system and determine if it's efficient, and if it's not, can we do a clean and tune, as we call it, and make it run more efficiently? And if that doesn't work or it's beyond that point, then we can look at putting a new heating system in as well. Never any guarantees on that. There's a lot of analysis. An energy auditor would come into your home and probably spend 2 to 3 hours assessing everything from top to bottom and making all those determinations of what we can do to help you get your bill as low as we can possibly get it. But if that is not an option, we also, Patricia King had mentioned workshops. We also provide workshops, do-it-yourself workshops. So we'll show you how you can actually apply caulk or weather stripping, or even plastic on your windows, which some people may laugh at, but guess what? If that plastic is properly applied on the inside during the heating season, you don't need that stuff in the summertime, but during the heating season, and it's nice and tight, and you can pin your finger off it, it's actually like acting like another window, believe it or not. I'm an energy nerd, so what I'm telling you is actual, is for real. And we give out a do-it-yourself kit if you attend one of our weatherization workshops. So, again, if you go to our website, www.ecasavesenergy.org, we list where we are having a workshop or where our mobile energy center will be at as well. And you can also talk to one of our counselors there, and they'll also let you know where the workshops are.
So, everybody on the call, remember what Steve is talking about. That is the actual, if you will, the physical equipment that can go inside your home with professional help. Now, we always like to encourage professional help to make sure that you're reducing your energy bills, all right? You're reducing your costs. You're heating more efficiently or cooling smartly. And so you want to make sure you take advantage of the services that the Energy Coordinating Agency provides. and I'm going to say this because we're going to be wrapping up in a few minutes here, ECASavesEnergy.org. ECASavesEnergy.org. And Steve, what is that phone number that you want folks to call?
215-609-1000 or 215-609-1000.
There you go. That's Steve Luxton. He's the CEO and executive director at the Energy Coordinating Agency. They will come out to your community. They will help you out. Please utilize these services. Please utilize these services. Look, Philadelphia has some of the oldest housing stock, not just in the state, but in the country. And so we know a lot of the heating systems and a lot of systems just in general are just plain old, old, all right? And you need to make sure you take advantages of the services that ECA provides. Steve, we appreciate you, man. This will not be the last time we spend with you on calls like this or doing the work in the community. Anita Bailey, Supervisor of Universal Services at PGW. You got 1 minute to close it out. What's the website? What's the phone number? Talk to the people. What do you want them to know?
I want you to know that we're here for you. We are here for you. You can reach us at 215-235-1000 to speak with one of our customer service representatives. You can also go online to apply for our low-income program. That would be at pgworks.com, pgworks.com, and I hope that we'll be working together soon.
There you go. Thank you, Anita. We really, really appreciate you and all the good people that work over there at PGW. Y'all do a very fine job and work hard with all of our offices and the elected officials to try to solve some of these problems. Patricia King, the manager of community engagement at TECO. What you got this last minute, Patricia? What do you want the good people on the line to know?
Reach out to us. Do not ignore the notices that we send you. Sometimes we're sending you information about how to help you. Reach out to us. The phone number, 1-800-494-4000, or go online at pico.com/help. That's pico.com/HELP.
Thank you, Patricia. Again, we appreciate you and all the good folks over at PICO that are grinding to try to help these problems, help these constituents. Thank you so very much for participating this evening. Dr. Owen, the president and CEO of the Campaign for Working Families, what's that last piece of information you want everybody to have?
Go to our website, cwsphilly.org. We can serve you with taxes. We can help you sign up for those, all of those energy assistance programs. We can sign you up for a match savings. So we're almost getting to be a one-stop shop. So come see us. we're more than taxes, put it that way.
Absolutely. Get that money. Show me the money. Dr. Owens, yeah. I'll show you where that money is. That's for sure, for sure. I'm telling you, so will Patricia, so will Anita, and so will Superman Steve. We're going to show you how to get advantage of this money and get these services. People, we cannot leave this money on the table. We fight hard to try to get these resources for everyone. We can't stand it. We hate it when money is left on the table and when people are not taking advantage of the programs that are out there. But you know who is going to try to shut all this stuff down, and we're not having any of that. And I'll leave it at that right there. Hey, everybody, this has been a great conversation. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this evening. Thanks for participating in the telephone town hall conversation. To those who listened in and to those who asked questions and gave us some great ideas. If you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks, everyone, for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, call my office at 215-879-7777, 215-879-7777. Or, make it easier, go to my website, senatorhughes.com, to find out about all the cool things happening in our office. Folks, take advantage of this. And you know we'll be having one in telephone town hall soon. Again, another one. Again, because you know we like to do these on the regular. Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Awesome.